Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards second. Hill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hill. Butler moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard bunts towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lyons moves to third. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lyons scores. Guillen moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Redus steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Redus scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Lyons moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons juggles the ball. That's an error on Lyons. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Carter steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive towards third. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dempsey for a passed ball. Lyons scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calderon. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Calderon steals second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker is walked intentionally. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Calderon moves to third. Walker moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calderon scores. Walker moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joel McKeon now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to second. Ralph Citarella now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 8, Indians, 8. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Indians. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Reda strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Harold Baines. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dillon moves to third. Boston moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillon scores. Boston moves to third. Calderon moves to second. It's White Sox, 9, Indians, 9. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walker is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Boston scores. Calderon moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 10-9, White Sox. Doug Jones now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon scores. Walker scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 12-9, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Hill moves to third. It's 13-9, White Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Hill scores. Lyons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-9, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.